and living area into an art workshop. It had the best lighting in the house, and I'd needed the space for my latest project. Since no one was living here but me, I didn't see the harm. The staff had encouraged it. But I'd always known it was only a matter of time until someone came in and took back this place. And it seemed that someone was Dorian Vanderbilt. Rightfully so. Remington's only son had long been a mystery to me. I didn't know much about Dorian, aside from the fact that he wasn't all that much older than me, maybe 5 or 6 years, which would make him 28 or 29. From what Christina had told me, he was an only child and had moved to Boston several years ago. With Remington Vanderbilt's parents dead and no other siblings, Dorian was the last Vanderbilt left and the sole heir to his father's fortune. Remington's first wife, Dorian's mother, had died when Dorian was younger. The housekeeper, Patsy, had started cleaning around me in the living room when I finally asked, "He gave you no clue at all as to when he's arriving?" She shook her head. "I heard Benjamin talking to him on the phone. After he got off the call, I asked if he'd gotten details, and he said Dorian didn't give an exact time." She looked over at the grandfather clock. "It's late tonight, so my guess is sometime tomorrow or the next day. I prepared the bedrooms in any case, not sure where he plans to sleep." I swallowed. "Okay. Well, I'm gonna assume we're in the clear for now and put the final touches on my last painting before I clear them out in the morning."
"I'll miss looking at them," she grinned. "They make me smile."
"Maybe I'll gift you one if I can't sell them," I winked. Patsy finished her dusting and left me alone to handle my business. I'd have to pull an all-nighter. I didn't have classes tomorrow, so I could catch up on sleep during the day. I looked around at my 12 paintings on various easels and sighed. Time to get to work. The clock was ticking. A couple of hours later, it had to be close to midnight. The staff had gone, and I had paint all over me, my hair tied back in 2 pigtails. When I heard footsteps on the marble floor behind me, I assumed it was Benjamin, the butler, who lived in a guest house just off the main property. But then a gruff voice I didn't recognize jarred me.
"Who the hell are you?"
I turned to find a gorgeous man in a wool coat staring me up and down. Chapter 2. My heart raced as I put down my brush. "Dorian?" His brows drew in.
"Who are you, and what are you doing in my father's house?"
"You don't understand. I'm not an intruder."
"You're not an intruder, but you've taken over this living room with paintings of..."
He squinted.
"What the hell are these? Monkeys?"
"Yes. 12 monkeys. It's part of an exhibition I'm doing for school."
"What the fuck am I even looking at?"
He moved in closer to take a look at one of my paintings.
"Why is this one wearing a suit?"
I straightened. "That's the point of the exhibit. It's called Primates in Power." His shoulders shook in laughter. Placing my hands on my hips, I frowned. "What's so funny?"
"If I have to explain it to you, I don't even know what to say."
He ran a hand through his hair.
"Christ, am I dreaming? How long have you been loitering here?"
"Loitering? I told you, I'm not an intruder. I live here."
"That's not possible."
"It is. I'm Christina's niece. She'd invited me to stay. I'd been living here for several months before they..."
"Went into the deepest sleep of their lives?"
"Well, I wouldn't have said it that way."
"There's no clearer way to put it."
His eyes seared into mine, and suddenly a wave of reality came crashing down on me. This guy had lost everything. While his attitude certainly could have been better, he had every reason to question my intentions. He didn't know me from Adam. "I'm very sorry for your loss. I can only imagine the shock of coming home after everything that happened and finding a stranger here."